This is MSO News Sports, and we have Coach Paul McGonigal from Endicott College Football joining us. And Coach, welcome.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Here we are, another Monday, but this time we have some big Endicott College Football news. You guys won the Commonwealth Coast Conference title this past weekend, undefeated on the season now at 9-0. So congrats on your second straight conference title.
Thank you, Bill. I really appreciate it. It was an unbelievable atmosphere. Obviously, this weather's been crazy this time of year. Definitely not complaining, but the whole stadium was packed from parents, alumni, students. It was senior day. It was kind of like the, you know, the last time playing Salve. The all-time series was 9-9 up until the game, so I think it was, you know, it was kind of like the perfect script, per se.
What happened? Does Salve leave the conference? What's up with that?
They're leaving. They're going to the new MAC next year.
All right. So now the conference championship brings with it an automatic bid for postseason. So just tell me about that. I know that's still a couple of weeks away, and we won't get into it too much. But what does that mean for Endicott with that automatic bid?
Yes, whoever wins the conference every year, as of now, is an AQ, an automatic qualifier. So so now winning the conference will be participating in the NCAA playoffs. So only 32 teams in the country can go to it, and then it's almost like, you know, like basketball, like March Madness, but the final 32, and then it starts in 2 weeks. But we won't know any more information about that till, you know, till next Sunday. So right now we're back at it and focus on our, you know, our next opponent, Western New England.
All right, I want to get to the Western New England in just a moment, but let's just, and by the way, the rankings then that we're seeing here from, you know, from the school as well at the 23 and 24, that would probably encompass a lot of those teams would all be in this field of 32, if you will. Does that sound about right?
I think most of them go, but I think, you know, if then there's 26, 27 regular, you know, automatic qualifiers and it's at large bids. So I think the rankings, the top 25 is more for like at large bids. So if you have two teams that are really good for a conference and they've, you know, one has one loss, they may take them with strength of schedule. They got it's out of my pay grade. They have a whole formula for that.
Gotcha. Well, let's just talk quickly about last week's game and then move on to this week's game, the regular season closer, if you will. But you had, again, great performances from Clayton Marenghi, it looked like. Ran for a couple of touchdowns. You also, out of Linfield, and Shane Aylward from Tewksbury also, I guess, had a catch for a TD or whatever. So tell me about last Saturday's game.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I mean, the atmosphere was electric. You know, we started the game, you know, we got them in a three and out, and then we ran a trick play action. Our tight end, Everett Knowlton, threw a 79-yard touchdown pass to Shane Aylward, and I think that just set the tone for the day. And, you know, the players, you know, were very aggressive. Clayton had a good game, but, you know, we were able to run the ball, which was great. The week before, we were okay at it, and we challenged the offensive line, and they responded. And, you know, A.J. Caginelli, Tyler Bridge, Yave, they're a good three-headed monster and very unselfish players. You know, that we don't just, you know, focus on one running back. It's more by committee, and, you know, I think they understood that, and they've been great the whole season so far. But, and then the wide receivers block when they're asked to block, but, you know, obviously defense is playing great, you know, hold them to 3 points. I mean, they scored at the end of the game. We put in some backups, but regardless, it's still 3 points, 10 points, but we'll take it. And then, you know, just having some other guys step up and special teams. You know, I mean, Shane Aylward had some two great punt returns to set up a field position as well, and we forced a fumble on a punt, which resulted in a touchdown, and had a Hector Johnson again had a sack, and Colin Maropoulos actually has two touchdowns on the year now. He got his second touchdown recovery in this game in the end zone.
Yeah, I was just going to follow up because I knew the fumble recovery and resulting in the TD eventually. And so, yeah, so special teams coming through, defense coming through. Any particular new faces on defense shining last week, if you will?
No, I think it's been pretty much the same consistently. I think, you know, teams now this time late in the year, they know who they want to focus on and who they want to attack. So, but I mean, I know Alfino Davis, one of our corners, you know, first year starters, been playing great all year, and they Salve had a really good tall receiver, and they kind of thrown 50-50 balls all day on him, but he did a great job in defending it, and you know, he's been kind of you know, everybody knows about our safeties and our other corner, Mike Lefebvre, and, you know, Tyler Davis and Joe Padgett, but Alfino's done a great job all year stepping up because he's more the younger guy that teams are picking on, but he's doing a good job.
Coach, I got to imagine the message this week at practice in preparation for the game at Western New England on Saturday afternoon would be, don't get caught. Don't get mixed up in a trap game here. You want this win. You want to close out the regular season, because Western New England is number three right now in that in the Commonwealth Coast Conference. So you got to be ready to play for sure on Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, looking at this conference since I've been here, you know, I'd say Endicott and Western New England's pretty much had some battles down to the wire for which end up being championship games, whether we beat them or they beat us. So I think there's that respect, that kind of rivalry, if you will, that we kind of have amongst each other. You know, Coach Lebeau does a great job. They're you know, great staff, and they've played some, even though the record is, they also played our conference some tough games as well. But they'll be a tough challenge, you know, obviously going out there. And you know, I think we've won out there for a few years, but they've definitely – they'll be ready for us. It's their senior day and everything else. And I'm sure they're trying to play for another postseason, you know, maybe a bowl game or something.
Gotcha. Coach, anything else to share with us about Endicott football this week?
No, just if anything, just, you know, it was senior day and, you know, 26 seniors and they helped, you know, create the path that, you know, the success we had the last 2 years. So we have some, you know, some guys that play a lot, some guys that don't play a lot, but they're very coachable and a great group of young men. So I'm happy for these seniors and what happened for them on their senior day.
Well, great way to close out the home season last Saturday afternoon. Coach, thanks so much for your time.
Great. Thank you again, Bill. Have a good week.
Yep, you too. Take care. Coach Paul McGonigal, Endicott College Football, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.